This weekend, Lower Manhattan reached a milestone as the final steel element of the PATH World Trade Center Transit Hub was put into place. The project is years late and billions of dollars over budget. The hub's unusual design, with enormous specially constructed rafters angled high into the air, tends to make people stop and stare.
If I were to look at it from sideways, it would remind me a little bit of the Opera House in Sydney.
Or like an organ, like if you see it from the side?
It looks like a dead whale.
For me, it's like a dove.
Marjorie Wooten, Michelle Garrett, Adriana Beltrao, and Diego Vasquez. Well, the architect Santiago Calatrava said it was inspired by the shape of a bird in flight. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey took WNYC inside the hub that's taking shape, starting at street level.
There's 114 rafters, and then there's 114 of every separate piece. My name is Jim Beckett. I'm an ironworker. I'm the ironworker general foreman on the project. Our two shifts, the beginning shift starts at 7 a.m. and it works until 5:30 p.m. Second shift starts at 5 o'clock so we can lap over each other, and they end 8 hours later. I think it's at 1:30 that they leave. All right, when you see the sparks coming off, it's the pieces being welded together for the structure or removal of temporary lugs for hoisting the pieces.
What it is specially constructed steel. They call them shapes. This is actually fabricated in Shimolai in Italy. I'm Steve Plate. I'm the head of all construction for World Trade and pretty much been at it for over 10 years. Mike, let's go. Downstairs.
Downstairs?
Yeah, we're in a hoist in the lobby of, which will be the lobby of Tower 3, but we're about to go into the network of structure that brings us throughout the entire facility. And we'll come out on what I believe is the most grandest location in all of Manhattan, if not the world. It's actually happening up above us. And you should look at the whole structure. It's over, well over 200 feet. It's the size of a soccer field inside. September 11th each year, the sun will shine right through that opening in the ceiling. It may look easy, but it's well orchestrated to make sure that everybody knows their role and does it in a planned way. And that's when things work well. That's what you see around you. This is a legacy project, something that you could be part of and you are part of, that you'll look back in decades and say, wow, I was here when? Late next year, the plan is to open it, and we're constantly challenging ourselves, so we'll see. I think he's doing it for you. He's serenading you. It's been a tremendous journey. It's been a wonderful challenge and truly something that I feel very gifted with to be a part of, a small part of, with all the wonderful people.
A walk around the PATH World Trade Center transportation hub, where the last specially constructed steel rafter was put into place over the weekend. WNYC's Ilya Maritz produced this story.